Attachment gives suffering. Or envy gives suffering. Without ignorance, there can be no suffering. Just like in a dream, we see that somebody is trying to kill us, he's trying to cut my throat. Or he's taking my money, or my house is on fire. But actually nothing like that is over there. Rather, the person is seeing that his neck is cut, and also he is seeing, the person who is seeing the dream, he himself has cut his neck. And there is no one else. He is the one who is cutting his neck, and it's his head. And he is seeing, but actually his head is not cut. Only he's seeing. And that scene that he's seeing in his dream, that another person who may love him very much, he cannot see that. If I'm seeing something in my dream, a person sleeping near me, he may be my friend, but he cannot see it. Or my mother, or my father, nobody can see. And no enemy can show us a dream like this. I am seeing. Why? Because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, because of being asleep. So the suffering which is due to ignorance, what is the solution for this kind of suffering? To wake him up. By waking him up, ignorance is gone and all the suffering is gone. In this way, in the same way, when from this body the Atma Buddhi, that I am this body, is removed, then his suffering that from being thinking that he is the body, it just disappears. The suffering that arises from thinking that I am this body, the suffering, the heat of the heart, the knowledge destroys that ignorance, that suffering. Just like the suffering that is there in the dream can be removed by waking up a person. As soon as a person wakes up, that suffering from the dream is also gone. And everyone has an experience of this. Is there any person that God never let him see a dream? The Lord is actually giving us so much facility to understand. Thus, the dream in itself is a false thing. But to understand the tattva, to understand spiritual knowledge, it is of great help. In the Bhagavatam, the example of the dream is given so many times. Sometimes when they're building a house and they make the roof from cement, before they make the real ceiling, they make a temporary ceiling. And afterwards they take that out. It's called centering or something.
Centering hatane ke liye hi banaya jata hai.
So that centering is made to be removed.
लेकिन उसके बिना रियल घर लेकिन उसके बिना रियल घर बनेगा नहीं.
बट विदाउट दैट द रियल सीलिंग कैन नॉट बी मेड. द ड्रीम इन इटसेल्फ इज फॉल्स
आधारित है
बट द ट्रूथ इज डिस्क्राइब बाय इट. How the living entity is suffering in ignorance. To explain this, the example of the dream is used. And this is the reason why the Supreme Lord has given the facility for dreaming to everyone. Whether he's rich or poor, everyone has the facility of seeing dreams. Everyone can understand by the example of the dream. This is actually the Lord's kripa. The solution for the suffering that happens in the dream, the solution is to break that dream. Person wakes up. In the same way, when we consider this body to be the self, the suffering that comes, when the living entity can be given this knowledge that you're not this body, but you're eternal servant of Krishna, as soon as he comes, wakes up to this point,
Krishna Das karle vishwas ar bhay nahi. Jemhi usko vishwas ho jata hai ki main Krishna ka das hu bas sara hai.
As soon as he understands, he believes that I am Krishna Das, all his fear and suffering disappears.
Mamaya vaye prapadyante maya netam charante. Bahut der nahi hoti hai. Chipram bhavati dharmatma.
It does not take very long.
आदमी जग जाए इस तरह से देह को मैं मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते माया नेतां चरन्ति. बहुत देर नहीं होती है. छिप्रम भवति धर्मात्मा सस्वच्छान्तिं निगच्छति. क्षण भर में व्यक्ति
ओनली इन वन मोमेंट अ पर्सन कैन बी अवेकेंड. जस्ट लाइक अ सून एज द ड्रीम इज ब्रोकन द पर्सन बिकम इमीडिएटली बिकम्स वेरी पीसफुल.
ऐसे संस्कृत में एक शब्द है बाधितानुवृत्ति न्याय.
इन दिस टॉपिक देर इज ए इन संस्कृत देर इज ए वर्ड कॉल्ड
टूटने के बाद तत्काल में एक शब्द है बाधितानुवृत्ति न्याय.
बाधितान वृत्ति न्याय बाधित एंड वृत्ति. बाधित मीन्स just like sometimes we can understand that this thing is not that, this is not as it looks. That's called badhit. We can see it, but still the effect of it stays in our minds for a little while. Just like when we play, children play moving round and round and round looking at the sky. And we're seeing that the sky is moving, the tree is moving round and round, and the house is moving. And we know that it is not the truth, it is not, they're not moving. Still, when we stop, it seems to be, everything seems to be moving around for a little while.
मन में विश्वास है कि घूम नहीं रहा.
In our minds we are sure that these things are not moving.
लेकिन
but it seems the effect stays for some time.
तो सपना भी इसी तरह से कोई आदमी देखता है तो जगने के बाद भी कुछ.
So sometimes a person is seeing a dream even when you wake them up, still they're afraid for a little while.
भय में और स्वप्नकालीन भय में बहुत अंतर होता है.
But that fear and the fear in their dream, there is much difference. A person is, he's woken up from his dream and he's convinced, no, that was false. I was just dreaming. But still he feels a little bit scared, but slowly that goes away.
अच्छा स्वप्न देखते हैं तो उसी को देखना चाहते हैं।
एंड समटाइम अ पर्सन मे सी अ वेरी नाइस ड्रीम एंड देन व्हेन ही वेक्स अप ही वांट्स टू कंटिन्यू सीइंग दैट ड्रीम।
उसी को देखना चाहते हैं। जैसे मान लीजिए
ही वांट्स टू कंटिन्यू टू सी दैट जस्ट लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल
नॉमिनेशन फाइल किया वोट
इफ समवन is nominated for being a minister and he is fighting for votes and he became a minister in his dream that he became a president of the United States and everything is going on in the government and in the middle of that somebody wakes him up and it may be it's possible that he may have said why did you wake me up I had become the president you woke me up it was such a nice so let him have his dream he wants to continue living in his dream and even if you allow him to continue in his dream how long will it go on
bed par soya hua hai और हो सकता है उठ करके रिक्शा चलाए।
He's sleeping in his bed and he's seeing that dream and he wants to be left to see that dream. But it is possible that when he gets up from his bed, he may have to go and ride a rickshaw. He may say, "Oh, I had become a prime minister. Now I have to push this rickshaw." You made a mistake. You woke me up. But the dream is dream. Many people they want votes. They say, "We'll make your dreams come true."
सपना पूरा नहीं होगा।
The dream will not come true. As much as you've seen, that's enough dreaming.
क्या जाएगा? कभी-कभी तो लोग ये भी कहते हैं, सोते हैं दूसरे दिन तक कहते हैं वो कल वाला सपना फिर आ जाता।
Sometimes the people they wake up and then they say, oh, the dream I had last night, I should have that dream again.
ऐसे-ऐसे अज्ञानी जी।
So many. Such ignorant persons. If one sees in a dream the Supreme Lord or his pure devotee, then you can think like this: Oh, I wish I could see that dream again. Radha Rani, when she feels separation from Krishna, she says,
"Dhanya sakhite alyo, swapne pasyanti." कांतम ऐसे कुछ है अस्मा कंतु गते कृष्ण गता निद्रा भी बहिर्नी वे अरि सखियों
She's saying, oh my dear sakhis, those ladies, they're so glorious.
सपना में भी अपने प्रियतम से मिल लेती
Who see in their dream their beloved.
लेकिन मेरा तो ऐसा दुर्भाग्य है कि अस्मा कंतु गते कृष्ण
But I'm so unfortunate.
कृष्ण जब चले गए तो ये बैरिणी निद्रा भी उसी दिन से चली गई
दैट द डे कृष्णा लेफ्ट अस दिस माय एनिमी दिस स्लीप आल्सो वेंट अवे
निद्रा ही नहीं आती है कि कुछ सपना देख
आई डोंट इवन स्लीप सो आई कैन सी कृष्णा इन माय ड्रीम
क्योंकि ये सपना जो है वो नींद की बेटी है
बिकॉज द ड्रीम इज द डॉटर ऑफ स्लीप
जो भी है
As they
say, सपना ही नहीं आ रहा है तो अरे नींद ही नहीं आ रही है तो सपना कहाँ
एंड वाई इफ यू कैन नॉट स्लीप हाउ यू कैन ड्रीम
संसारिक जो भी ये दुख है जीव को रियली
दिस ऑल एक्चुअली ऑल दिस सफरिंग्स ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड
ये नहीं है वो नहीं है ऐसा ये बिल्कुल स्वप्न
आई डोंट हैव दिस आई डोंट हैव दैट इज एक्चुअली एग्जैक्टली लाइक ए ड्रीम
जीव को कोई दुख नहीं
The living entity has no dukh. When the living entity wakes up and he becomes Krishna conscious and he finds Krishna, then he can understand what he was like before.
तस्याम जागृति संयमी जस्याम जागृति भूता निशा निशा पश्यति.
दिस इज एक्चुअली माय रियल लाइफ ही थिंक्स.
तो जगना क्या है? जगना है.
व्हाट इज दिस वेकिंग? दिस वेकिंग इज टू बी कृष्ण कॉन्शियस.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण की भक्ति हो जाए यही जागृत जीवन है.
बाकी इफ वन कैन डू devotion to Lord Krishna, that is actually the waking up life. The rest is all dream.
Sapna hai, soya hua jeevan hai.
Sleeping life. This is unfortunate.
Deha abhiman yam tapam.
Here it is said, deha abhiman yam tapam.
Ko maya manne se jo dukh ho raha hai, usko gyan khatam kar deta hai.
The knowledge destroys the suffering that is born out of considering this body to be self.
उसी तरह जैसे
just in the same way
नहीं चंद्रमा दिन के ताप को उसी तरह समाप्त करता है जैसे
the moon cools the day's heat in the same way
ज्योतिषा तापम मुकुंदा
as just like the Mukunda, he pacifies the gopis of all the burning in their hearts that is in the day. For them, one second, one moment is like thousands of yugas. And Mukunda relieves them of this suffering.
मानस ताप को ज्ञान भर लेता है.
And the ignorance removes the suffering of considering oneself to be their body.
सूर्य के किरण से उत्पन्न ताप को भर लेता.
And the moon it cools the heat that is produced by the heat of the sun during the day.
अभी थोड़ा सा शीर्षक दे रहा है सुखदेव गोस्वामी, लेकिन इसका बहुत बड़ा विस्तार हो सकता है इस व्याख्या का.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज स्पीकिंग अ वेरी स्मॉल वर्ड्स, बट इट कैन बी डिस्क्राइब्ड इन अ वेरी लॉन्ग वे.
श्रीमद् भागवतम सप्ताह वास्तव में पाप दूर करने के लिए है.
दिस श्रीमद् भागवत कथा एक्चुअली इज टू रिमूव आवर ताप द सफरिंग to make the living entity sukhi, happy. And not for 1 day, 2 days, 7 days of katha, 10 days of katha.
Internally sukhi karne ke liye.
Or for 10 days, 7 days of happiness. This is to make you happy eternally. Here the word bodh is given. Bodh means gyan. Knowledge.
बोध उत्पन्न होता
है. By hearing we get knowledge.
और गोपियों की जहाँ तक बात है, सुखदेव को समझ चुकी.
And as far as gopis are concerned, because Sukadev Goswami,
Gopi janon ke das hai, bhakt.
He is a servant, a devotee of Gopi jan.
रहा हुआ है गोपियों का स्मरण. तो चंद्रमा को देख करके
he is always remembering the Gopi jan by seeing. By seeing the coolness of the moon, he is remembering the hearts of the gopis.
विश्लेषण कर रहे हैं कि कृष्ण को देख करके कृष्ण.
And he is describing how seeing Krishna Mukunda, their hearts are cooled down like the rays of the moon.
जलन चली जाती है. और गोपी का सुख क्या है?
What is the suffering of the gopis not to see Krishna? And what is the happiness of the gopis? To see Krishna.
कुछ चाहते नहीं, कृष्ण ही उनके लिए सबसे बड़े सुख.
They don't want anything from Krishna. Krishna himself is the greatest suffering for them.
इस प्रकार बीच में सुखदेव गोस्वामी गोपी जनों की बहुत याद करते हैं.
In this way, while speaking all this, Sukadev Goswami remembers the gopis so many times.
खनन शोभत निर्मेघम शरद विमल तारकम सत्वयुक्तम यथा चित्तम शब्द ब्रह्मार्थ दर्शनम.
चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 43.
बिल्कुल चमकने लगते हैं तारों में.
इन द ऑटम सीजन द स्काई इज फ्री ऑफ क्लाउड्स एंड द स्टार्स आर क्लियरली विजिबल.
मलिनता नहीं रह जाती, आकाश साफ हो जाता है.
देर इज नो
बात वास्तव में शरद काल में देखना.
वन शुड सी in the fall season the sky, how clear and free of clouds and beautiful and brilliant it looks.
Kis tarah chandrama ug raha hai,
how the moon comes up,
aur tare bhi ugte hain,
how the stars come up.
Bahut nirmegham aakash bahut sundar lagta hai.
Sky looks very beautiful without clouds.
Aavaran nahi raha jata hai chandrama par aur taraon par, isko nirmegh kehte hain.
This is called Nirmegh, without the meghas, without the clouds.
Jaise
in the same way, exactly as
satgun se jukt hota hai, to usme shabd
exactly as the spiritual consciousness of pure spiritual consciousness of one who has directly experienced the Vedic scriptures and who being in mode of goodness is able to understand directly the purports of the Vedic scriptures.
Srimad Bhagavatam, ye Bhagavad Gita, isko Shabd Brahma kahte hain.
Shabd Brahma means Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita.
Akash ke saman hai.
They are like the sky.
Shabd Brahma akash ke saman hai.
Shabd Brahma is like the sky.
और उसके अर्थ क्या है, उसका अर्थ जो है वो तारा और चंद्रमा के समान है.
And the meaning, the purports of the Vedic scriptures are like the moon and the stars.
श्रीमद् भागवतम में बहुत अर्थ है.
Srimad Bhagavatam has many, many purports. Some are like moons, some stars.
Chandrama kaun hai? Bhagavan Krishna.
Who is the moon? He is Shri Krishna.
Sarvai rahamev petyo. Shabd Brahma ke sar kaun hai? Krishna.
What is the essence of the Shabd Brahma or the Vedic literatures? Is Krishna.
Lekin chit mein tab tak hai भगवान नहीं समझ में आते हैं जब तक.
बट इन द हार्ट्स टिल दैट टाइम वन इज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा. एज लॉन्ग एज देयर इज मोड ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस.
इस तरह से आप समझ सकते हैं शरद कालीन.
इन दिस वे यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड द
मेघ नहीं है, चंद्रमा उगा है, तारे उगे हैं, साफ दिखाई पड़ता
है. द फॉल सीजन द स्काई, you can see very clear sky, you can see the moon, you can see the stars. In the same way, a person with pure Krishna consciousness, a person with spiritual consciousness who is in mode of goodness, his heart like this clear sky, when it becomes free from clouds, meaning when there is no mode of passion and ignorance, then he can very easily exactly understand the purports of the Vedic literatures.
Saaf ved mein dikhai padne lagta hai Krishna hi saar.
He can see very clearly in the Vedic scriptures that Krishna is the essence.
Aur nahi to phir nirakar aur ye wo.
Otherwise he reads all these scriptures but he is thinking nirakar, impersonal, this, that.
कुछ लोग तो भ्रष्ट हो जाते हैं वेद पढ़कर.
सम पीपल एक्चुअली व्हेन दे स्टडी वेदर्स दे बिकम भ्रष्ट, दे बिकम मोर फॉलन.
कहते हम ओरिजिनल वेद मानते हैं.
देन दे से आई बिलीव इन द ओरिजिनल वेदर्स.
हम पुराण नहीं मानते, हम वेद मानते.
वी डोंट बिलीव इन पुराणस, वी बिलीव इन द ओरिजिनल फोर वेदर्स.
बादल छाया हुआ है, वेद का एक भी अर्थ टिमटिमा नहीं.
देयर हार्ट्स आर जस्ट लाइक द स्काई कवर्ड विद क्लाउड्स एंड दे कैन नॉट एंड कवर्ड विद मोड ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस.
तो घना बादल छा जाए आकाश में,
दे कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड अ थिंग.
आकाश में चंद्रमा है,
जस्ट लाइक वेन द स्काई इज फुल ऑफ वेरी डार्क थिक क्लाउड्स एंड एक्चुअली देर इज मून एंड स्टार्स बट कैन नॉट सी इट.
जिस व्यक्ति के हृदय में तमोगुण है, अज्ञान है,
अ पर्सन हुज हार्ट इज फुल ऑफ तमोगुण, मोर ऑफ इग्नोरेंस, अज्ञान,
भगवान का भक्त नहीं है,
एंड ही इज नॉट अ डिवोटी, He is not a devotee of Krishna. Even if he reads scriptures, he will not be able to understand anything because his heart is like the sky covered with clouds. He cannot see what is shining behind the clouds. One should understand in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedas cha sarva aham eva vedyo. I am to be known from all the Vedas.
एक व्यक्ति अभी 3-4 महीना पहले हमसे दिल्ली के पास एक गांव में पूछा.
वन मैन इन अ विलेज नियर दिल्ली 3-4 मंथ्स अगो ही आस्क्ड मी,
वेदों में कृष्ण नाम आया है?
ही सेड इन वेदस इज देयर कृष्णस नेम इन द वेदस,
वेद में कृष्ण का कहां वर्णन है?
वेयर इज इट डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द वेदस अबाउट कृष्ण? And I told him, where is it not described Krishna's name? You tell me. You tell me one sentence that Krishna is not described. Krishna says like this. Vedasya sarvai, all the Vedas. In every word, every section, I am in all of them. But if somebody says, how do you know? Then he says, I made the Vedas. Vedanta Krit, I made the Vedas.
इसलिए मैं जानता हूँ.
Therefore I know.
क्या लिखा गया है वेद में मेरे बारे में?
What is written in the Vedas about me?
मैं ही वेद.
I am वेद.
जो व्यक्ति गीता पढ़ता है, भागवत पढ़ता है, या वेद पढ़ रहा है, पुराण पढ़ रहा है.
Suppose somebody is studying Gita or Bhagavat, or he reads Vedas or Puranas.
यदि वह कृष्ण का भक्त नहीं हो रहा है.
And if he is not becoming a devotee of Krishna.
इसका मतलब कि वो वेद को समझ नहीं रहा.
In other words, that means he is not understanding Vedas, he is not understanding what he is reading. Here, Sukadev Goswami, looking at the sky, which is clear and there is visible, brilliant moon and the stars. And he is saying, in this same way, when the heart is full of mode of goodness, then he gets the darshan of the Shabd Brahma, of the Vedic scriptures.
Shabd Brahmartha Darshan.
Shabd, text 43 says, Shabd Brahmartha Darshanam. What does it mean? That it means that the stars are Krishna is the moon and the stars are Krishna's eternal associates. Just like in the next shloka, this will be described more. That in Dwarka, in the Sudharma Sabha, in the meeting, or in Braj, in the middle of Gopsakhas, he looks in this way, just like the moon looks in the clear sky surrounded by stars. This is actually the meaning of Vedas. Shabd Brahmarth Darshanam.
Ved ke sar arth hai Bhagwan Krishna.
The Vedas sar arth means the essence of the meaning of Vedas is Krishna.
Krishna ke saath unke parikar, unka dhan,
and Krishna with his devotees, with his dham, with his parikars, with his cows.
Unki जमुना उनका वृक्ष दूध यही है
विद हिज जमुना विद हिज ट्रीज दिस इज द अर्थ ऑफ द वेदर्स मीनिंग ऑफ द वेदर्स
अर्थ को कोई अरे गहरे आदमी नहीं बोल रहा है
And this, not such just anyone from the street is speaking.
Sukhdev Goswami jaisa vidwan bol raha hai.
A great learned person like Sukhdev Goswami is speaking. Who's accepted by all the great authorities there. Lord Vedavyas is there. Narad Muni is there. Vashishtha Muni is there. They were all arguing before, what should we tell Parikshit Maharaj, what he should do? Should do tap, tuju, yagya, this, that. But as soon as Sukadev Goswami arrived, all their talk just disappeared. All their discussions, everyone came to the conclusion, whatever this Sukadev Goswami says, that is the correct thing. So he is the authority. His own Guru Maharaj, Vedvyas, his father is sitting there. And his Vedvyas's Guru Narad, he is sitting there. Because Sukadev Goswami, apart from Bhagavat, he does not do anything. Therefore, he is the correct, best knower of the Bhagavatam.
सुनने के लिए लोग बैठ गए
सो एवरीबॉडी सैट डाउन टू हियर
तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी यहाँ वेद के अर्थ को खोल रहे
तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी हियर ही इज ओपनिंग अप द अर्थ दर्शनम द मीनिंग ऑफ द वेदर्स
संदेह न रह जाए
सो दैट नोबडी शुड बी इन एनी डाउट
दर्शनम शब्द ब्रह्म के अर्थ का दर्शन तब होता है जब हृदय सत्वगुण से युक्त होता है
वन कैन ओनली गेट दर्शन of the meaning of the Shabd Brahm or Vedic scriptures if the heart is free from modes of passion and ignorance.
जैसे आकाश में जब बादल हट जाता है, बादल तमोगुण
Therefore, the clouds which are considered to be a mode of ignorance, they look malign, dirty or they keep the sky covered. So they are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. And when they are removed, the sky looks very beautiful and you can see the moon and the stars. Now,
Text 44. उसी की व्याख्या कर रहे हैं
नाउ ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द प्रीवियस वर्स मोर
आकाश में अखंड मंडल शशि
जस्ट लाइक इन द स्काय द फुल मून शाइन्स इन द स्काय
पूर्ण चंद्रमा अखंड मंडल जिसका मंडल खंडित ना हो उसको अखंड मंडल कहते हैं
अखंड मंडल इन दिस वर्स मीन्स हुज मंडल द राउंड शेप कंप्लीटनेस is akhand, unbroken.
Purnima ke din.
Like on a Purnima day,
Purnima
night.
Surje akhand mandal rahta hai.
In Purnima day, the moon is akhand mandala.
Yes, sir. Uska mandal khandit nahi hota. Aur din khandit rahta hai.
He is not khandit, broken, cut, like on other days.
Sas ka chinh rahta hai Chandrama mein. Sas mane khargosh. Aap log sundar lagta hai.
So the full moon in the sky along with the stars looks very beautiful just like or in the same way Shri Krishna the master of the Yadu dynasty Vrishni Chakra Vritti Just like Krishna on this earth, he sits surrounded by a circle of Vrishni. Now here he is opening up the meaning of the previous verse 43.
लिखवा दिया शब्द ब्रह्मार्थ दर्शनम, लेकिन उस शब्द ब्रह्म का क्या अर्थ है?
प्रीवियस वर्स ही सेड शब्द ब्रह्मार्थ दर्शनम, नाउ ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग व्हाट डज दैट मीन इन दिस वर्स।
तो कृष्ण चंद्रमा के स्थान,
दैट श्री कृष्ण इज इन द प्लेस ऑफ द मून एंड ही इज सराउंडेड बाय ऑल द वृष्णीज ऑन द प्लैनेट अर्थ। Who are all his eternal associates in the place of the moon. And this earth is like compared to the sky. Suppose if you consider this earth to be like the sky, then Krishna is like the moon and all his eternal associates are like the stars. In this way, Srila Sukadev Goswami is centralizing the whole katha around Krishna. This is called Bhagavat. He is not describing the fall season.
ऐसा नहीं समझना चाहिए जैसे अन्य आइडेंटिटी कभी ऋतु वर्णन करते हैं।
वी शुड नॉट थिंक जस्ट लाइक ऑर्डिनरी मंडेन पोएट्स दे डिस्क्राइब द ब्यूटी ऑफ द फॉल सीजन। सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज डूइंग लाइक दैट हियर। नो,
भागवत है, भगवान का गुण गाया जा रहा है।
एक्चुअली दिस भागवतम इज सिंगिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण।
हम लोग भी कई बार इस बात को देखे होंगे,
we must have many times have seen that in fall season, seen the beautiful sky and the moon and the stars. But whatever is in one's consciousness, their heart, that is how they think. It comes out. Sukadev Goswami is complete 100% Mahabhagavat. His heart is filled of Krishna. So, when he sees the moon and the stars, he sees Krishna and his associates. Krishna sits like this with his sakhas, with his gopis. We also see scenes, moons and stars in this world, but whatever is one's consciousness, they see, they remember things in that same way. Everyone reflects their consciousness. I will tell you a small story from my life. In my village, on the bank of the river, there is an ashram. So I used to go to this ashram and do bhajan. What happened one day, all the fish in the river got destroyed. It's called some kind of water contamination, that the fish that are in the water, somehow they just come up to the surface. In that time, the fishermen, they come quickly and they catch all those fish. So I was walking towards the river. I wasn't going to catch fish. I was going like this, so there was one boy, he was grazing the cows. So this little boy said to me, Sadhuji, please catch some fish for me also. I don't have time, I cannot leave my cows. Please catch some fish for me also. He was just a little boy, he didn't know sadhus don't eat fish. Only because I was walking towards the river, and others others were going also, but because in his mind, his consciousness was that he wanted fish and everybody else wanted fish. So therefore he started saying, bring me some fish also. So I started laughing and I was thinking, just see, this is his consciousness. And that's what he was saying. Sukadev Goswami, in his heart, he has nothing except Krishna in his heart. Therefore, when he sees the sky and the moon and the stars, he's remembering Krishna. That this moon is looking so beautiful in the sky, just like Krishna looks on this planet Earth when he is surrounded by Vrishnis. He looks so beautiful. What a beautiful example he is given. One time previously he said the gopi suffering Mukunda Krishna relieves. Until they find Krishna, they are not able to find any happiness or relief from anything of this world. He is explaining. Text 45.
Janas tapam jahur gopyo na Krishna hrita chetasah. Jana, samanya public, samanya
jana. Ordinary people. Ordinary people feeling the touch of the cooling breeze. The breeze which is adorned by the fragrance of the forest flowers. Experiencing that cool breeze with the flower scent, their tap, their heat, suffering is relieved. And this breeze is neither hot nor cold. This is the description of how they feel at night when the breeze is neither cold not hot and there is nice fragrance. In the day the breeze is little hot, it's still hot, but at night it's cooling. At night, when the breeze comes, we have experience. It is very pleasing, cooling, and full of fragrance from the forest flowers. And when people catch this breeze, they feel very relieved. They feel very happy. They feel so comfortable. How nice it is, they say. But the gopis are not relieved of their suffering by this breeze even. Because they are not going to become happy by these beautiful breezes, which is neither cold nor hot. But rather, their suffering increases. The gopi's heart, when they see the breeze and the atmosphere very beautiful, without Krishna, their hearts become more pained.
Gaan kar rahi ho, mand paon chal raha ho, to usko aur birah ki jwala hoti.
The cuckoos are singing so sweet, beautiful waterfalls and nice breezes, very fragrant. They feel more separation from Krishna. They do not find any relief. Other people, by finding these breezes, etc., they become happy. But the gopis, their suffering increased. What is their happiness? To find Krishna. Until they find Krishna, till then, nothing else of this world can make them happy. We can compare ourselves or others in this world. We are such that this world's little things, when we get, we become happy. We say, oh, okay, very nice. Now I have no more suffering. We become happy with small little material things. But gopis can never be happy without Krishna. Just like that, in the same way, when there is a very advanced devotee of Krishna, he also can never be happy without Krishna. Doesn't matter how many comfortable things of this world you offer to him. He can only be happy by Krishna, not by things of this world. This is actually the disease of the living entity. That he becomes satisfied by material things. This is the material world made by the external energy of Krishna. It has no power. But a person receiving things of this world, people of this world, he becomes satisfied and happy. He has not even any understanding of what is separation from Krishna. When a person can start to feel a little separation, start to have a little glimpse of a suffering from the separation from Krishna, then he can understand that maybe now I'm starting to make a little advancement in Krishna consciousness. Forget other things of this material world. If a person is very much suffering from hunger, and if somebody is very hungry, you give him something nice to eat, he eats and he says, oh, very nice. Now I have nothing to worry about. I have no more suffering. And if you give them a nice room to sleep, they say, ah, very nice. I am so comfortable. In this way, we are in forgetfulness of Krishna in this world.
Janah tapam jahu, lekin Krishna hrita chetsa gopyahna, jinke chitta ko Krishna chura liye hai.
But those gopis whose hearts have been stolen by Krishna,
ve gopiyan kabhi sukhi nahi hoti thi samsarik ke.
Those gopis could never be made happy by things of this world. By either breeze or water or fragrance or food. Krishna had stolen their hearts. In this way, the description of the rainy season or autumn is going on. And now he is explaining text 46. In the rainy season, the cows, the female deer, female birds, the female animals like cows and those birds, they become fertile and have a desire to be pregnant. This you see in animals and birds, you see in cows, they become pregnant in the rainy and autumn season. And in this way, the male of the cows, like the bulls and the deers and the birds, they follow their respective mates. Wherever these females go, the male mates follow them. In the same way, exactly in the same way, the activities performed for the service of the Supreme Lord are automatically followed by the beneficial results. The fruits are automatically following the devotional activities. If one has performed devotional activities or pious activities, then definitely he will get the fruits. The fruits, they walk behind the activities. Just like these male members, they are walking behind the female. Just like wherever these cows, they wander, the bulls, they wander behind them. In the same way, the beneficial results, they automatically follow the devotional service or pious activities. A person may take his birth anywhere or he may go anywhere, but if he has done ish kriyas, ish kriya means activities for ish, for the Supreme Lord. If he has done some Krishna bhakti or Krishna seva, in his that fruits which are due to his bhakti is going to follow him wherever he goes. Sukadeva Goswami here is giving a very amazing example. Whatever it is, the fruits is male. And kriya or activities are female. And therefore, I think he has given this example. He is giving this example that fits very nicely. The male members are following the female members of the cows and the birds, and in the same way, the beneficial results are following the Krishna bhakti. And ishkriya means whatever he has done to assist in the service of the Lord, or he has done service for the Lord, it is definitely going to walk behind him, follow him. When the time comes, in the right time, just like when the autumn season comes. And when the time comes, according to his deeds, service that he has done, he will definitely get the fruits. The fruits will follow him. Even if he doesn't want, they will follow him. We often see this in the rainy season or autumn season in the villages. In this way, the activities are followed by the fruits, the results.
निश्चित विश्वास रहना करना चाहिए जैसी करनी वैसा फल आज नहीं तो निश्चय कल.
वी शुड डेफिनेटली कीप फुल फेथ इन दिस व्हाटएवर कर्मा वी डू वी विल गेट द रिजल्ट्स इफ नॉट टुडे देन डेफिनेटली टुमारो.
फल मिलेगा.
Fruits will be there. Fruits will be there. Auspicious activities, there will be fruits. Inauspicious activities, there will be fruits.
तो भगवान की सेवा करने वाले भक्तों को विश्वास रखना चाहिए.
Those devotees serving the Supreme Lord, they must have full faith.
भगवान प्रसन्न होते हैं और उसको फल देंगे.
That the Lord definitely becomes pleased and he will give fruits.
और भक्त के लिए तो फल क्या है? भगवान की सेवा हुई है.
एंड फॉर द डिवोटी व्हाट इज द फ्रूट्स दैट ही इज एबल टू परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस दैट इज द फ्रूट्स दैट इज ऑल ही वांट्स. ही डज नॉट वांट एनीथिंग एल्स बट स्टिल द फ्रूट्स द रिजल्ट्स फॉलो हिम.
कभी कभी ऐसा देखा जाता है कि गौएं चाहती नहीं है कि हमारे पीछे इतने बैल दौड़े इतने सांड चले लेकिन वो दौड़ते.
Sometimes we see the cow, they do not want that so many bulls are chasing her. But they are following her. Or we see sometimes a female dog, so many dogs are following her. Even if they want, she wants or not. In the same way, whether a person wants or does not want, the results of his pious activities or his impious activities definitely follow him.
Sukadev Goswami yahan par bhagwan ke seva ke mahatva par bal de rahe.
Sukadev Goswami here he is giving some stress on the devotional service to the Lord by this example.
Is tarah sharad ka varnan hai.
In this way he is describing the autumn or rainy season. Sorry, the autumn season. Text 47. So all this was description of the autumn season. As soon as the sun comes up, the lotus flowers, they bloom very happily, except the night blooming kumud. The kumud flower, which is a night blooming lotus, it does not bloom. Sometimes it's called kumudini. So this kumudini, it blooms at night. And the lotus flowers, they bloom in the day. When the sun comes up, the lotus flowers bloom happily except the night blooming kumud. Just as in the presence of a strong ruler, everyone becomes fearless except the thieves. They become underground. As soon as a good king comes, a good ruler, all these thieves, they hide here and there. Here he has given this example. Text 48. In the towns and the villages, people held great festivals. They have festivals. That time, the earth looks very beautiful. People perform Vedic fire sacrifices for honoring and tasting the first grains of the new harvest. When the earth considers herself very fortunate and she looks very beautiful with Krishna and Balaram, then everyone should apply that siddhanta to themselves. That if in our life Krishna is present, then we will also look beautiful. The vani, the speech becomes beautiful by singing his name. The ears become beautiful by hearing his glories. The hands, feet become beautiful by doing service for him. Whole life becomes glorious by keeping Krishna in the center. The family becomes like demigods if Krishna is made the center of their home. In other words, they become very beautiful. We have been to so many places in our preaching. A Vaishnava family looks so beautiful. We can actually not describe that in words. We go in the house and there is the deities, the wife is serving, child is serving. The family looks very beautiful. Today we went to one devotee's house. He showed me that their sons, their children's deities are separate. They have their own deities. The daughter has his own deity. And the family deities are different. So the children, they think that this Krishna is mine. And they serve them. They dress them and they feed them. They do aarti. And that family looks so beautiful. This kind of family is, there are so many around here near the temple in America. In India also you see. Why family looks so beautiful, so nice? Because they have a relationship with Krishna.
Krishna na rahe to dhani hote hue bhi decorated marghat ki tarah ghar.
And if Krishna is not there, they may be very wealthy, but their home, it looks like a decorated dead place. A place where they bury dead people. But because Krishna is in their house, the house looks so beautiful. Just like this is also a house, but because Prabhupada is here, the deities are here, Katha is here, devotees are here, it does not look like an ordinary house. It is not an ordinary house. And if all these transcendental things are not here, and you put some very beautiful furniture and computers here and there, and there is no relationship with Krishna, then it's all useless. One should have relationship with Krishna. Now in the last shloka he is explaining.
वणिक मुनि निरपस्नाता निर्गम यार्थान प्रपेदिरे
टेक्स्ट 49
सिद्धा स्वपिंडान काल आगत वर्ष रुद्धान वर्षा के कारण
बिकॉज ऑफ द रेन
वणिक मुनि नृप और स्नातक ये चारों एक जगह
मर्चेंट्स द सेजेस द किंग्स एंड द ब्रह्मचारी स्टूडेंट्स दे रिमेन एट वन प्लेस दे डू नॉट गो आउट
व्यापार करने वाले लोग जो गर्मी के महीने में व्यापार करते हैं घूम घूम करके वर्षा के कारण वो व्यापार कर नहीं पाते
the merchants in the summer they do so much business they move from here to there but in the 4 months of rainy season they are not able to move so much and they just stay in one place
चतुर्मास में
in four and the munis sannyasis etc चतुर्मास for 4 months In the rainy season, there are so many bugs and there's so much thick grass and so much rain. So they also don't travel. because by traveling they may be killing a lot of insects by stepping on them. And there's so much water here and there. And they're not able to preach. And the kings also for 8 months they travel and they become Digvijay, but for 4 months they stay in one place. And the students, Gurukul students, they also do not wander. They stay in one place. But when, as soon as this autumn season came, everyone came out and they're doing their service. Because of the rainy season, everything stopped for 4 months.
जो लोग सिद्ध हो जाते हैं तो समय आने पर उनको अपनी सिद्धि का फल मिलता है.
In the same way, those who become siddhas, who achieve perfection in this life, when the proper time comes, they leave their material body and attain their respective forms.
भजन करके पक्का हो गया है, लेकिन समय आने पर उसे पार्षद देह मिलेगा.
They do their bhajan and they become perfect devotees in this life, but when the right time comes, they will definitely get there, become a parshad, an associate of Krishna. So one should wait for the right time. Just like in the rainy season, all these four kinds of people, they stay in one place, they wait, and when the time comes, they go and attain their desired objects. One can only achieve something in its time, actually. Not by getting excited. Just one should go on with their service and wait for the time. And the fruits will be there, results will be there. In this way it is described. And tomorrow, Sukadev Goswami will describe the autumn leela. It is a very beautiful chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Hare Krishna. This is the end of Canto 10, Chapter 20. This was the last shloka, 49.
श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चादेशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा
Chapter 21, text 1. Thus, the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers from the lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boys, entered that Vrindavan forest. So Sukadev Goswami, as you heard yesterday, he described the autumn season. Now he is describing the special pastimes of Krishna in that autumn season. Just like previously, he described the rainy season and the activities of Krishna in the rainy season. So in this shloka, in these few shlokas, he is describing the beauty of Vrindavan forest in the autumn season. First of all, the autumnal waters and the breeze. He is indicating the beauty of Vrindavan by describing the cool breezes which are fragrant with the lotus flowers and the transparent, clean autumnal flowers, I mean waters.
तत्र जलस्य मनोहरत्वं स्वच्छत्वेन च स्पष्टमेव निर्मलत्वेनैव सहज गुणाभिव्यक्तः जल का मनोहरत्व और स्वच्छत्व तो यहाँ स्पष्ट वर्णन किया जा रहा है और वायु की
There's three characteristics of this breeze. One is that it is fragrant. Fragrant from the flowers, and secondly, it is cooled because touching the water falls and the river, etc. And it is flowing very softly.
इस अध्याय में श्री गोपी जनों के कृष्ण के प्रति स्नेहातिशय का वर्णन है.
In this chapter, the affection of the gopis towards Krishna is described. How much attachment, love, anurag gopis have towards Krishna, we can understand by the words that the gopis are going to be speaking. We will actually understand by that. Actually, for those devotees who study or read the Bhagavatam, for them, the main thing from the Bhagavatam is to understand the bhakti that the devotees in the Bhagavatam have in their hearts, and to live and to try to learn according to that.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ke anek भक्त हैं, प्रेमी हैं, और किस तरह कृष्ण से
सुन लॉर्ड कृष्णा हैज मेनी बिलवर्ड डिवोटीज एंड हाउ दे लव कृष्णा
इन बातों को जानना आवश्यक
वन मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड दीज थिंग्स फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम
भक्तों के उस प्रेम को सुन करके पढ़ करके लोभ उत्पन्न हो जाता है
बिकॉज बाय हियरिंग द लव दीज डिवोटीज हैव फॉर कृष्णा वी मे डिवेलप सम ग्रीड दैट वी मे ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू बी लाइक दैट
ऐसा बनता दैट प्रेम मिलता तब समझना चाहिए कि
देन इफ वी बाय हियरिंग भागवतम इफ वी कम टू द कंक्लूजन ओ आई विश आई कुड लव कृष्णा लाइक दैट देन वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी आर एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंडिंग द भागवतम प्रॉपरली
उस प्रकार की इच्छा उत्पन्न होनी चाहिए
दिस काइंड ऑफ डिजायर्स शुड कम अप
इच्छा पर निर्भर है
एवरीथिंग डिपेंड्स ऑन डिजायर्स
बहुत भारी समस्या है कि लोगों के मन में भगवान के प्रेम को पाने की या भगवान को पाने की कोई इच्छा नहीं
The problem in this age is that in the world people don't have the desire to get Krishna or to have any love for Krishna or to even understand who is Krishna who is God They have no desire, but their heart is full of desires. But this desire is not there. This is the misfortune.